Paul, you're head of youth at Darton FC. How's the season gone so far for the teams?
It's been going really well. We're seeing a progression year in, year on what we're doing. And this year is probably the best year that we've had since being in the new guise of being obviously not an academy. So we're really pleased with what the teams are, the way they're progressing.
How are some of the teams doing this season? Some of them are getting through to cup finals. How are they doing in the leagues?
Yeah, our under-18s are through to their county cup final. A lot of the teams in the age groups are in the quarter-final stages of their cups and semi-final stages, so we're quite hopeful that we'll see some more in the finals. League-wise, we're competing really well. All the teams are doing really well. A couple of the sides are top of their respective leagues, and then there's others that are in second and third place. So, yeah.
The age groups go from under-6s all the way through to under-18s, don't they? And you've got quite a few teams that are under the age of 11, for example.
Yeah, we've just signed for next season a group of under-6s that we're really pleased with. I mean, that the little kids that come down and they've done the training sessions, the open training sessions that we put on for anyone to come down, and we're really pleased with the group that we've got, yeah.
Is it a danger though that sometimes some of these promising youngsters are taken away by bigger clubs? I mean, I think you told me a story once in which a couple of 8-year-olds were asked to go for a trial at Newcastle or Sunderland, somewhere like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunately where we are at the minute. We're in the grassroots environment and we've got no protection whatsoever for any of our boys that are under the age of 17. So yeah, anyone basically can come in if they're a full-time academy or a full-time club and basically cherry pick from us. I mean, what we try and do is we are more geared towards being their safety net if it doesn't work out at the likes of Middlesbrough. That we've given them such a good experience that they'll come back to us, and then we can finish off their education as footballers and hopefully push them into our first team.
What are the plans for next season then? It seems to be going great guns from under-6s through to under-18s. What are you planning to do next?
I mean, next season, when I first come in, what we wanted to do, we wanted to take the youth section back near as possible to an academy standard. And that's what we're doing now. This season we've put strength and conditioning on. We've got physiotherapists that treat any of the boys who are injured. I mean, these things don't happen at grassroots. And next season we're bringing in a futsal coach to teach the boys futsal. We've got a sprint coach who's going to come in with the athletics out there on the running track, and he's going to do that. We've got a nutritionalist who's going to come in and speak to the boys about post-match and pre-match meals. We're also in talks with a lady who's got her own tuition company, and she's going to come in and do a little bit of education for the boys, football related, for the foundation phase for the young boys from 6s up to about 12-year-old. So that's all the things that are in the pipeline to get us like a better developed footballer.
All that's in the pipeline. How is all that funded?
Everything is funded 100% by player subscriptions. So that's parents who pay a monthly subscription to the football club, and then we provide everything for them through that subscription. We do have a few small businesses in Darlington who sponsor the individual teams to get the name on the front of the shirt. So that helps a lot. But yeah, everything's funded completely through player subscriptions.